आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस: प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू लॉन्च स्वस्थ नारी सशक्त परिवार एंड राष्ट्रीय पोषण माह कैंपेन्स एट धार इन मध्य प्रदेश टू सपोर्ट प्रेग्नेंट एंड लैक्टेटिंग वुमेन। U.S. President Donald Trump greets Prime Minister Modi on his 75th birthday. PM says India committed to advance India-U.S. comprehensive global strategic partnership. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to launch 15 development projects as part of Seva Pakhwara in Delhi. 9th edition of Swachhata Hi Seva begins across the country today. India sets food grain target for Rabi season at over 362 million tons. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand, Bihar, East Uttar Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal today. And Neeraj Chopra set to begin his title defense of World Athletics Championships in Tokyo today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Swast Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan and the 8th Rashtriya Poshan Maah campaign from Dhar district in Madhya Pradesh today. He will also inaugurate the Adi Seva Parv in the state. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for India's first PM Mitra Park in the village of Bhansola in Dhar district. We have more from a correspondent.
Today marks a historic day in Bhansola village of Dhar district, Madhya Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone of the country's first PM Mitra textile park here. This park is expected to give a new boost to the textile industry of Madhya Pradesh and create nearly 3 lakh new job opportunities for the youth. On this occasion, the Prime Minister will also launch several major initiatives, including Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar and 8th National Nutrition Month campaign aimed at improving the health of women and children. Prime Minister will further inaugurate Adi Seva Park to promote services-oriented activities in tribal area of Madhya Pradesh. Along with this, he will also unveil innovation projects such as Suman Sakhi Chatbot and Ek Pagiya Maa Ke Naam. In addition, under the Pradhan Mantri Matrivandana Yojana, direct financial assistance will be transferred to the bank accounts of 10 lakh women. Dipen Mishra, Akashwani Samachar, Dhar.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to inaugurate 15 developmental works this afternoon at the Tyagaraj Stadium in New Delhi. This includes hospital blocks, 101 Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, 150 dialysis centers, 75 drones for policing and laying the foundation stone for 2 waste-to-energy plants, among others. The launch of these development projects comes under the Delhi government's 15-day Seva Pakhwara campaign being organized on the occasion of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 75th birthday today. Commencing today, the campaign will continue till the 2nd of October, the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi and Lal Bahadur Shastri. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, will organize Service Fortnight Seva Pakhwara across the country today on the occasion of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's birthday. The BJP said Mr. Modi has consistently underscored the importance of public service and social reforms, first as Gujarat Chief Minister and later as Prime Minister. From the Prime Minister's birthday until Gandhi Jayanti, the BJP, along with central and state governments, will conduct a series of welfare and awareness activities. During the Seva Pakhwara, the BJP has planned various programs around various themes so that people from every section of society can actively connect. The 9th edition of Swachhata Hi Seva SHS 2025 began across the nation today. Starting today, the campaign will culminate on the 2nd of October on Gandhi Jayanti. The 15-day campaign aims to mobilize millions across the nation in a collective call to action for high-impact Swachhata drives. Launched jointly by the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs and the Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation, SHS 2025 focuses on bringing together citizens, communities and institutions to drive visible cleanliness on the ground with a focus on cleanliness target units' dark, dirty and neglected spots. As part of the campaign, Union Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal will also visit Delhi's Bhalswa dump site this morning for its transformation and beautification. President Draupadi Murmu extended greetings and best wishes to Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his birthday. In a social media post, President Murmu said that by exemplifying the pinnacle of hard work through his extraordinary leadership, Mr. Modi has instilled a culture of achieving great goals in the country. The president further remarked that the global community today places profound faith in the Prime Minister's guidance. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav also greeted Prime Minister Narendra Modi, saying he has given India new direction, new inspiration and new energy. From humble beginnings to becoming one of the most influential political figures in the world, Narendra Modi's journey has been extraordinary. As India's Prime Minister, his leadership has drawn admiration and curiosity. In this special story, we bring you voices of select eminent personalities who reflect on Narendra Modi, the person and the Prime Minister.
That Prime Minister Modi is possibly the best Prime Minister India has ever had. Prime Minister Modi has almost made sure that almost all Indians have a roof over the head, water in the tap, power in the switch, a toilet in the house, a gas stove, a bank account, money in the bank, an internet connection, a mobile phone, food on the table, education for children, road to the house and health insurance.
These words of TV Mohandas Pai, an entrepreneur, summarize the impact of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in India. He has taken care of the basic needs of Indians in very large numbers. He has also been a successful global leader. Even PM Modi's foreign policy has kept the interests of weaker sections at its heart. Ambassador Dr. Mohan Kumar from the policy think tank RIS said,
he has also made sure that the foreign policy serves the interests of the weaker sections of India. More recently, he has said he will never sacrifice the interests of farmers or people who are small and medium entrepreneurs.
Narendra Modi's impact is driven by the fact that he is a self-made politician. Senior journalist Shekhar Gupta summarized this.
इस पीढ़ी में मोदी जी self-made नेताओं में से एक हैं. तो वो एक unique phenomenon है भारतीय politics.
PM Modi's political success is also rooted in being a kind-hearted person. As singer Asha Bhosle said.
तो सभ्य पुरुष मैंने इसलिए कहा कि लोग गाली गलौज करते हैं. वो हम सुनते हैं ना. मैंने कभी उनके मुंह से किसी के लिए बुरा नहीं सुना. मुझे ऐसा लगा कि बहुत सभ्य और अच्छे दिल के इंसान हैं.
Narendra Modi's story is more than just politics. It's about a vision for India's future. A vision that has sparked hope, challenged traditions and reshaped dreams. A vision that continues to write the story of India's tomorrow.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a telephonic conversation with US President Donald Trump, during which Mr. Trump extended birthday greetings to Mr. Modi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister expressed his shared commitment with Mr. Trump to advancing the India-US comprehensive global strategic partnership to new heights. Mr. Modi also reaffirmed India's support for Mr. Trump's efforts towards a peaceful resolution of the Ukraine conflict. PM Modi's message comes at a time the US has imposed steep trade tariffs on India, with 50% duty on Indian imports, which is among the highest imposed on any country in the world. On a social media post, President Trump described the call as wonderful, thanking Prime Minister Modi for his support in seeking an end to the Russia-Ukraine war. Union Minister of Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav said that India is ready with the necessary ecosystem for indigenously designing and manufacturing chips needed for electronic equipment. He was speaking to the media persons after inaugurating a Britain-based semiconductor manufacturing and training center in Bengaluru. He informed that the semiconductor mission supported 278 universities and institutions, which resulted in students designing 28 chips within the country.
Overall, when we started the semiconductor mission in January 22, our focus was on creating the entire ecosystem. So today we have 10 units under construction, 2 fabs and 8 ATMP units. And one of the units has actually started pilot production. CG Semi has started pilot production. Another 2 units will start pilot production very soon from the main plants. We have also started the India Deep Tech Fund, which will basically be focusing on AI, semiconductors, biotech, and the real deep tech sectors, which was a real good need in our country.
Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has announced that the national target for the food grain production has been set at 362.50 million tons for the 2025-26 Rabi season. Union Agriculture Minister made this announcement during a press conference in New Delhi after chairing the National Conference on Agriculture Rabi Campaign 2025. The minister noted that this year's target is 2.4% higher than the food grain production achieved in
2024-25.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani yesterday, urging Doha to continue its mediation efforts as Israel ramped up its bombardment of Gaza City. The high-profile diplomatic visit took place amid rising regional tensions following Israeli strikes targeting Hamas leaders in Qatar's capital last week, an action that sparked widespread international condemnation. We have more from a correspondent.
Speaking to the media en route to Doha, United States Secretary of State Marco Rubio underscored the strengthening partnership between Washington and Qatar, noting that the enhanced defense cooperation agreement is close to finalization. But he also warned that chances for a ceasefire deal are slipping away. His remarks came as Israeli forces pressed ahead with their ground offensive, killing dozens in Gaza City and destroying residential buildings. Earlier, during a media briefing in Israel, Rubio delivered sharp criticism of moves at the United Nations supporting Palestinian statehood.
These things that people are doing different countries are doing at the United Nations. First of all, they're largely being done because of their own domestic politics. Second of all, they're largely symbolic. They have really no impact whatsoever in bringing us any closer to a Palestinian state. The only impact they actually have is it makes Hamas feel more emboldened. It's actually served as an impediment to peace.
Rubio argued that such diplomatic initiatives were counterproductive, claiming that they emboldened Hamas and other militant groups. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, East Uttar Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. Parts of Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada, Konkan and Goa, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Telangana, Assam and Arunachal Pradesh are also expected to receive light to moderate rainfall throughout the day. Indian javelin star Neeraj Chopra is set to begin his title defense in the qualification round of the World Athletics Championships 2025 in Tokyo, Japan today. India made history this time by having four athletes in the competition, led by Neeraj Chopra and joined by Sachin Yadav, Yashveer Singh and Rohit Yadav. The event is scheduled to begin at 3:40 p.m. Indian time. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Abhishek. PM Modi turns 75, a legacy of transformation and service, leads the statesman. Modi, Trump discuss bilateral ties and Ukraine in birthday call. Reports the Hindustan Times. After a positive meet, India-US to hold more virtual trade talks, informs the Hindu business line. The Hindu quotes the Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan as saying food grain, fruits and vegetable yield rose this year. Mother Dairy slashes price across dairy processed foods, states Delhi Tribune. Robert Redford, Hollywood's quintessential leading man, dies at 89, reports Financial Express. And finally, history comes alive at PM Museum with Iron Man Sardar Vallabhai Patel in 3D, reports the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar and Rashtriya Poshan Maah campaigns at Dhar in Madhya Pradesh to support pregnant and lactating women. US President Donald Trump greets Prime Minister Modi on his 75th birthday. PM says India committed to advance India-US comprehensive global strategic partnership. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to launch 15 development projects as part of Seva Pakhwara in Delhi. 9th edition of Swachhata Hi Seva begins across the country today. India sets food grain target for Rabi season at over 362 million tons. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand, Bihar, East Uttar Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal today. And Neeraj Chopra is set to begin his title defense of World Athletics Championships in Tokyo this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.